If I gave you something and somebody said, "Where did you get that?" What would you say?
I bought it, or somebody gave it to me.
Let's see, about 1:30, we did what? We sat down here and set up the machinery, and then we
started talking.
When the road crew was out working on the road and they have those big machines to pulverize the surface, you say, well, after they've done this, you can't get through there because the road is all
detoured.
Well, the road is what?
Torn up.
And your wife might give you a sweater on some cool morning and say, "Here, take this and
put it on."
Somebody has these two apples again, and you ask for one, and he starts to cut you off a piece. You say, "No, I don't want a piece. I would like the
whole apple."
If someone intends to do something, and then he does it, and someone else says, "Now, did he do that accidentally?" You'd say, "No, he did that
on purpose."
If somebody thinks he has a pretty good idea and he says, "Oh my, I've got the best idea you ever heard," and he tells it to you and you don't think it's much, you might say, "Well, you might think that's good, but
I don't think it's so hot."
Or such a good one, or
such a good idea.
When you use a block and tackle and a tripod, what do you say you do to get something up? You use a block and tackle?
Hoist?
Yeah. Any special term for leaving someplace very fast? If somebody, well, let's say you have a dog, and he comes around your shrubs and you scare him.
He took off like a turpentine cat. Or a scared rabbit.
What would you call people who worked on a farm for wages?
Laborers or sharecroppers.
How about the men at the dairy when you were a boy?
A dairy hand.
Or anything else?
Just a farm hand.
Hired hand?
Hired hand.
Hired man?
Or hired man.
What do you call one of these things for catching fish where you have a line that's maybe 300 feet long and hooks hanging down?
Oh, a trout line.
And if you take a board and make a sharp point at one end?
Spear.
And drive it in the ground?
Stake.
Is that ever called a stob?
Yeah, they used to be called stobs. Always called a stob was just a stick to drill in the ground and make a stop.
Nothing special, huh?
No.
Let's see, some numbers. If we're talking about men, this would be how many?
One.
One what?
One man.
This would be?
Two men.
No, just some numbers. 4 and 2.
6.
Add 1.
7.
Add 1 more.
8.
And about how tall are your, how high are your ceilings here?
10 foot.
That was pretty common, wasn't it?
In the old days, yes.
Well, why did they do that?
I haven't the least idea other than the fact that it made the rooms cooler. Because heat rises. The only reason I can figure it out.